Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorwood, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey guys, I hope you are having such a good day and I'm so grateful to have you here tuning in for another episode of the Honestly Imperfect podcast. Today, we are doing a mid-year marketing strategy check-in together because what I find is that we can have these journaling prompts and we think, I'm going to do that. That sounds really great, but we never actually get to it. So today, whether you are walking or driving your car, we're going to work through this together so that you can walk away from this episode feeling a little bit clearer on your direction and really confident and excited for what's ahead for the next 6 months of this year. And the reason why I think this is so important is that when we first start the year, we are so motivated, we're inspired, we've done our vision board, we've set our goals, and we're ready to hit the ground running. And when it comes to this midpoint, we might look back and think, I haven't really made progress on some of the things that I thought I would, or maybe these areas are working really well, but there's so much happening that I haven't had a chance to look at what I could optimize to get even better results. Or maybe your direction has shifted in your business and maybe your ideal customer is a little bit different. Maybe you need different support in your business. So today we're going to work through all of this together so that you can feel really clear and really confident in your business moving forward. So the first step is reflection. Now I'm going to walk you through three questions and I would love for you to just start to think about these answers. And if you feel inspired, you can definitely grab your journal and write some more things out. But like I said, I want this to be something that we're in the go. We're working through this together so that you can feel like you have moved the needle by the end of this episode. So the first question is, where did you see the best results in marketing your business over the first 6 months of this year? So you could look at any launches you had, any campaigns you rolled out. Did you even do something small, like maybe you went to an event and you started talking about your business idea and people were really interested and you felt really excited because you landed that elevator pitch? So whether it's big or small, where did you see the best results? And just think of maybe three things that you could jot down for this one. The next one is, what didn't work and is this something that I want to improve on or do I want to ditch it altogether? Now, if you were just starting out, something that didn't work is maybe that you held yourself back from trying different elements of marketing in your business in order to get the word out there about what you're doing. Or maybe if you're a bit further along, there were some things that you tried out with your marketing. I know I've got clients who tried some things, they tried some sales and they just didn't really land. And that is totally okay. And it's really important that we take this time to reflect. Otherwise, we can keep doing the same thing. And we never take the time to look at, oh, wow, that worked really well. But that there, I don't think that really lands with my audience. So next time I'm going to do this differently. And the last question is, what marketing do you want to ramp up for the next 6 months of this year? So what worked so well and made you feel so energized and excited in your business that you want to take to the next level? So those are your three reflection questions that I would love for you to think about. And don't stress, I've put all of this into a PDF for you so that you can really easily download these questions later if you want to come back to them. And that will be in the show notes for you. So the next one is offering. And this one is, I think this is the one that I got the most value from because as a business owner, our vision changes and that is totally okay. As the year evolves and we grow as a person, the things that we want from our business and the things that we want to achieve in our business shifts and changes. So this is where you might see this reflected in your offering a little bit. So the first one is, what key offerings do I want to promote in the next 6 months of this year? I did this exercise yesterday and I felt so excited coming away from it because I saw all of the opportunity that I had in my business, and it really helped me take that space to just dream again, vision, get excited about, like I said, what is possible for the next 6 months. The next question is my ideal customer the same for these offerings, or has it shifted and changed? So over the last 6 months, you might have worked with a few different customers and you might have thought, actually, this doesn't really align with me anymore. And that is so okay. So start to think about, who are the customers or the clients that you really loved working with? Who do you want more of in your business? And what are those qualities that they have? What are their values? How do they show up when they're doing business with you? The next question is, what are the key dates for promoting your upcoming offers? I love to map out a few key dates because this gives you something to work towards to make it really easy to stay on track. You can put them in your calendar. You can know when you have to finalize different elements of your marketing for these different campaigns or launches or marketing strategies that you want to roll out. And it just helps you stay in momentum and have a really clear direction forward. The next question is, what are my financial goals for each offering over the next 6 months? So when it comes to financial goals, you might look at setting a specific number for each of these different offerings that you want to promote, or you might also look at, how many people do you actually need to fill each of those offerings in order to reach your financial goal? And I really love to do this, especially if you're a service-based business, even if you're product-based, this is really great as well, but it really helps to take the pressure off, because sometimes we can look at our goals and we can think, wow, that's a really big number. But if we break it down into how many customers is that actually, sometimes it's only 4 or 5 customers and we think, I can do that. That's totally achievable. So I really love to break that down into, what's your financial goal? And then how many customers or clients do you actually need in order to reach that goal in your business? So the third step is refine. This is a really important step and one that I would love to get you into the habit of doing in your business a little bit more with your marketing. And you can do this more often than every 6 months, because what it helps you do is look at what's working with your marketing, what isn't working, and what areas you can optimize. So the first question is, based on the results that you've achieved so far, which marketing strategies do you want to add in to your upcoming marketing plan? So for a few examples to get you rolling and get the creative ideas flowing, you might have decided to really up your game on social media. You might have launched on YouTube, or you might have started a new TikTok account, which is so exciting. Or you might have just opened your first Instagram account and you've been trying things out and doing posts and stories. So look at, what sort of strategies do you want to include? If you've just started out, do you want to start to try out more reels so that you can really increase your engagement, get people engaged into what you're doing, show them the process of things? Or if you are further along in business, what have you done that maybe you've stepped outside of the box, you've tried something new and it's worked really well, and you're ready to just take that up a whole nother level? The next question is, how can I better repurpose content to leverage my existing platforms and reach more of my ideal customer? This here is a game changer. It is one of the easiest things that you can start to do with your marketing, and so many business owners don't do it. And it is such a time saver. So, for example, for this episode, these questions that I've walked you through, I've put them into a PDF. I sent that PDF out to my email database so that all of my VIPs could get access to the questions and they could start to fill them out and gain some more clarity around their business. I also jumped on my stories and I let people know that I had this free PDF that they could download, and it was super easy and it would help to give them a bit more direction with their marketing for the next 6 months. And then I've jumped on the podcast here and I'm talking all about it and I'm walking you through each of those steps so that you don't have to spend a whole bunch of time journaling if that is just something that's a little bit easier for you. So as you can see, I have reached 3 different touch points so far with 1 piece of content. And this is something that you can start to do. And what it's going to do is it's going to maximize the results of that piece of content while saving you time in your business, because you are still delivering so much value to your audience, but you are not spending all this time recreating things, reinventing things, and trying to come up with fresh ideas all the time. So really start to think about where can you repurpose content in your own business to leverage the existing platforms that you are currently using. And the last question for refine is, do I need to refine my website, my branding, my messaging, or any other areas of my marketing to achieve my desired results? When I ask you this one, there's often going to be a few different buckets that you are wanting to refine. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed. If there are a few things that you want to refine, put them into your calendar and break them down. So set those dates for what you're working towards for each of those different categories. Because if we jump in and we go, oh my gosh, I need to do all of it right now, it's going to send you into overwhelm and it's going to slow your progress. So just break those down, set some different dates of what you want to work towards and tick them off over the next 6 months. And the last one is growth. As a business owner, we have a growth mindset, I really believe. We are natural problem solvers. That's what we signed up for when we said, yep, I want to launch a business. Yep, I want to solve problems. So this area is all about your mindset and your own growth as a business owner. The first question is, what mindset tools and habits really supported you the most over the last 6 months? I heard this quote the other day and I thought it was so good. This person in business who is doing really, really well, she jumped on stories and she said, "You don't wake up every morning feeling like a successful person. You are successful because of the habits that you choose." And I thought, that's so important for us to hear, because sometimes we can look on social media and see these people just absolutely kicking all these goals. And we can think, wow, they must wake up every morning feeling so motivated and so ready to get going. Why don't I feel like that? And the reason why they feel like that is because they keep coming back to those mindset tools and those habits that truly support them, even when maybe they don't feel like it. So have a look at what are those mindset tools and habits that really supported you over the last 6 months, and how can you keep rolling with those, or maybe even take them up a notch? The next question is, to achieve this next level of growth in my business, what additional support do I need to bring in? Now, as a small business owner, just like you, this can be tough, because sometimes we might not have the financial means to bring in additional support. So can you have an open mind for this one and think about, what other support is there that you could lean on? Does it mean maybe chatting to your partner and just saying, hey, I'm really going through something at the moment with my business and I'm going to need a bit more support from you. Would it be okay if we had a little chat and I just brainstormed some ideas with you, you know, once a week or something like that? Or is it reaching out to a friend and telling them, hey, I'm really struggling with this. Could we go for a coffee and just chat it out together? People want to help you and they want to support and they want to see you thrive. So the more that you can lean on them, the better you're going to feel and the better your relationships are going to be as well. So support in your business doesn't always have to look like hiring an employee. It can also be relying on that circle and that network that you have built around you. The next one is, can I leverage other people's strengths more to achieve my goals? I got this question from a workshop that I went to the other week, and it was so good. We had to sit down and map out what our strengths were. And I hadn't done an exercise like this before. And it was great because they gave us probably 100 different words. And there were words on there that I thought, actually, that is my strength. And one of the questions that they asked us was, do you maybe overdo it with some of your strengths? And I thought, yep, I totally overdo it. You know, one of the strengths that I have that was on the paper was being empathetic. And sometimes I can overdo that in my business. I can be a little bit too empathetic and it can really sway how I feel in my own business. And one of the other questions was, are there strengths that maybe you need in your business that you don't personally have, but could you leverage that from other people who really thrive in those areas? And like I said before, this doesn't have to be employees if you are not at that stage yet. This could be your support network and the people around you, or could you find a few people who are growing their own businesses who you see have those strengths and reach out to them? Could you be mentored by them? Could you send them some questions for them to help answer for you? So start to open your mind up to the possibilities and it'll be exciting what you find. The last one is, where am I allocating time in my calendar to implement my marketing so that I can stay consistent while feeling spacious? This is a goodie to leave you on. We can have all the ideas and all the goals and all the things that we want to do, but if we don't put them into our calendar and allocate that dedicated time, chances are we're not going to tick them off. So when you wrap up this exercise, I would love for you to open up your calendar and start to put that time in for when you're going to work on your own business growth so that you can see the results that you really want to achieve this year. So I hope you loved this episode. I hope that it gave you lots to think about and you're feeling a little bit clearer for the road ahead and also so pumped and ready to kick those goals and make the next 6 months really count in your business. I will be back next week with another episode. And until then, I hope you achieve something really special in your business.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag @honestlyimperfectpodcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.